Thanks, Nick. Appreciate
you.
Okay, updates. Board meeting. The next board meeting is August 11th. Of course, the day before, we're going to have an exciting audit committee at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And this EAC meeting is July 28th. LFC meeting is June 16th. Does anybody need to know if these acronyms are already in them?
Legislative Audit Committee, and we will not be before them at that meeting. We are entering another audit cycle right now. We're doing the entrance. We're under constant audit.
So that's the Legislative Audit Committee meeting on June 28th and 29th. You're talking about.
Correct.
Next SAVA meeting is really, my understanding, August 10th and 11th.
10 and 11, yes.
Correct. It was wrong initially as posted. Anything else? Any other updates? I guess it's time for the board education. Technical changes to board private internet. David Swenson is going to do it. I don't know that everybody needs to be here for this.
Not unless they want to hear the training.
I would say go get a donut and get a training. Oh, yes, sir.
Can I address the board for a minute?
Absolutely.
Of course.
I missed the... Yeah, at the very beginning. So, Madam Chair, George Richards, President of the Firemen's Association. Been coming here since 2007. I've seen a lot of changes, in fact, all new faces now. With that being said, you hear a lot of praises to the staff, either from the board or from an agency coming in that works directly close with staff. From the Firemen's Association, I just want to give a shout out to the staff that works here. They've always been very responsive. They've been open to us. They've gone out of their way, set meetings face-to-face. We get to see the staff here at the time it was every month, not every other month. They go over and beyond what's required of them. And they don't get a lot of praises. And so as an agency that represents their members, I feel we do pretty good as leaders of the firefighters, that you don't hear a lot of praises about your staff. And coming from the outside, you got one hell of a team here. And we don't see all the faces. It's either on the phone. So there's people behind these walls that we don't get to see. But give them applause. They are outstanding from your leadership down. And I just want to thank that.
Thank you. We do know how lucky we are to have them. So those of us have been out here a long time, really appreciate them. Okay, we're on. Can you simplify this for me?
It's actually very similar. It's going to be really quick. And I will send out, it'll be on your Chromebooks, the link, the new link for this internet page. And it's behind the state firewall. So you will set it up so that once you log into your Windows desktop, you won't have to sign in again. But just know that it's by virtue of the fact that you're already logged in is the reason that you can see this and it won't be public. And it looks a lot like our state, our regular MPARA website. We use the exact same template and all that. The most current stuff will be at the top for the most current meetings. All the historical stuff will be down below, and you can expand that to get the, you know, the audio recordings and all that sort of thing. Super straightforward, but I just did want to bring your attention to it because it will change for you for the next meeting. So. Any questions?
So I do have a question.
Yes.
So when we sign on to do we have to go out and sign on to the virtual?
You can still do the virtual machine from whatever machine you want and then get to this.
Okay.
Yes, but you do have to be logged into Windows to be able to see this. Yes.
So just logging on to our machines?
The virtual machine. The
virtual. Yeah. That's how you see it. Still.
And one other thing is the Zoom links will be here closed and open. So she won't be sending those in an email any longer.
to make Cynthia's job easier.
We try.
And as a sort of related note, it actually improved in the budget you just approved is our ability to be able to centrally manage the Chromebooks. So hopefully we can do less hand holding and actually do more for you behind the scenes. So that's. I meant that in the most positive way.
Does this mean you don't want me to call you at home?
You are welcome to call me on any number you have for me.
So are those live links now, or are they?
Yeah.
So we can look at the agenda for, well, it says June 8th. That was yesterday. Yeah, here's June 9th. Yeah, we can look at that.
Yes and no. I can show you it, but.
There is closed portion on the lower half of that thing. Yeah, and okay. This is a public meeting still, so we're going to.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Could you do yesterday's then?
Sure. Yeah.
I just want to see what kind of.
It'll look exactly like.
Oh, it's just like what we have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. That's easy.
If you want to go to the old one, just. It's, I don't know if you can. Never mind. Yeah.
No, I don't want to go to the old one.
Well, I can. Yeah. I can show you the difference between the two.
Unless it looks exactly the same.
It's very similar. It's just a little just different. Yeah.
Yeah, the layout's really nice on it.
So this is what you currently see.
Yeah.
So.
Nice. It's just uses that same cascade that SITSD required us to use. So.
We'll say nice now. We'll see what happens at the next
meeting. It actually simplifies it for Kelly too, because the old page was all hand coded and the new one is all done through the CMS. So.
That's great. Any questions for David?
No, thank you.
Thank you very much. Who worked on this, David?
Cool.
Thank you. Okay, so where's my little cheat sheet? Portion of the meeting relates to matters of individual privacy. As board president, I determined that the demands of individual privacy clearly exceed the merits of public disclosure. As such, this portion of the meeting will be closed. I think what we'll do is we'll take a break till 10 if we can.